And here's her theme. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, pull up a chair. Enjoy yourself, because for the next little bit, Nicole Spagnolo, a.k.a. Nicole Spag, is here to teach us something about streaming or something. Nicole, what's going on?
Maybe not today.
Oh, not so much today.
Well, oh, before we get into the sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met somebody at trivia this weekend who comes from the same town as you. I'm not going to say the name of it, but
really,
yeah, it won't be a big surprise.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised to find out where
you weren't
she came
surprised
from.
To find out. Get it?
Yeah, I wasn't
surprised. Where I live now. I thought you meant like where I grew up.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Where did you grow up?
In Missouri.
Oh, I didn't know
that's
that.
That's why I was like shocked because I grew up in a town of like 600 people.
No. When she told me where she was from, I'm like, oh, I know somebody there.
Yeah.
I didn't say, did you know her?
It's a big surprise, right? It's a big surprise.
Yeah. It's a fairly large town.
Yeah.
Well, is it okay?
Surprise. Yeah. It's a big town.
All right.
I'm not saying what the name is or anything. I'm just saying.
It's all a big surprise. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate
sure, no
that.
Problem. Got your back every time. Well, that's cool. So, Nicole, I'm guessing that we're gonna go down the Robin Williams thing here today a little bit. Yeah,
we have to.
Yeah, I think so. I thought this week I went, what segments this week are going to be most affected? And I knew Jury would want to talk about it, and I knew you wanted to talk about movies and stuff that you could get with him in it. So it was not only a thing I knew would happen, but I'm glad it happened. So lay it on us. Where are we going with this? What are we doing?
Well, I should say there's already a post out there that covers every single movie you can watch streaming. Mm-hmm. It's over on techhive.com. And there's a lot. So what I thought we would talk about are some of our favorites that aren't streaming. That we should seek out.
Okay.
Because honestly, if you go on instantwatcher.com right now, pretty much in the top 10 are all of Robin Williams movies. So you have The Fisher King at number 2. You have World's Greatest Dad at number 5, which is really dark. I warn you, that's a heavy movie.
Yeah. I don't even know if I've heard of that one. Wow.
Yeah,
that's a really, like, you're going to. Yeah, maybe
there's
wait a
there's
while.
Some dark business in that thing.
Yep. Yeah, maybe wait a little while for that one. The Birdcage is number 7. Jumanji is number 9. Popeye is number 10. Hook is number 11. I think isn't Baron Munchausen?
He's barely in that one, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's more
so,
like a cameo, but yeah, that's still
that's
a good
number
movie
21.
Yeah.
So you have all these movies. There's a ton. People are watching tons and tons of streaming movies with Robin Williams. So I thought I would pick out a few that, as I was growing up, really kind of impacted me. I remember staying up late to watch. I'm a huge Saturday Night Live fan. Mm-hmm. And I think I was probably maybe in fifth grade, when Robin Williams hosted Saturday Night Live. And I remember staying up and no one else was up. And I laughed so hard that I was trying not to wake up my parents because, you know, it's really late. Mm-hmm. But he was just so funny to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mork and Mindy, that I grew up on that. That was my show.
Yeah, totally.
So, a couple of movies that I think are kind of forgotten because he has such a large, it's not only just funny movies. He does so many dramas. And he does thrillers, and it's one of my favorites. 2004 film, The Final Cut. Futuristic.
Yeah, I just saw this list, and I don't think I'd ever heard of this before.
Super sci-fi. What the future is? You, as a child, have a thing implanted in your brain that records everything that you do. And Robin Williams is a cutter. And so when you die, he goes in, takes the data, and then builds a memorial from all of your memories and everything that was recorded.
Yeah.
And there's like this social thing that, you know, some people are for it, some people are against it. And it becomes a thriller because there's someone that he a really kind of high profile person. You would think if you some people know that they have the device in their head, some people don't know. So it becomes a kind of I don't know, crazy sci-fi thriller. Mm. I loved it.
You liked it a lot? It's got it? I haven't seen it. It's got Jesus in it, though, I see. Jim Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel,
yeah. Yeah, he's in there. Mira Sorvino. Mira
Sorvino.
I like her. I'm a fan.
Oh, you guys should watch this. I think you would love it.
Okay.
I'm going to add it to the top of the Netflix, the DVD queue.
You can rent it, stream it for $2.99.
Brian, did you say Netflix? That's a great name for a website.
Netflix.
Did I say?
No, Brian did, but the idea, that'd be a great idea for like a service of like, here are all the awesome things you should watch on Netflix and call it Netflix.
I'm sure the Netflix.com, I'm sure that's available. There's no way.
That's taken. Let's take a look here. And it's not coming right up. Oh, you know what? Netflix owns it. It forwards to Netflix.
Oh, does it really?
That's smart.
That's funny.
They should use that. They should use that for telling you things you should watch on Netflix.
All right. I have officially put it in my queue. So
you should.
I'll watch it.
Super sci-fi.
Yeah.
Kind of keeps you guessing towards the end. Yeah, I really enjoyed it quite a bit.
Is Jesus good in it? I like Jim Caviezel. Is he good in there? He's a mustache.
Jesus, he's great. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cutter as well in the film.
All right. So, all right, I'd try this. Why not?
The final cut.
How did this completely missed my radar at the time? I don't remember this at all.
Yeah. I think it came out, 2004. There was another movie he was in called One Hour Photo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did see that.
Creepy. Same year?
I think it came around the same time. And in fact, I think maybe some people might.
2002, a couple years before that, 2002. But that is a creepy movie.
That's
for sure.
A creepy movie. Yeah.
It's also a reminder that people used to have film.
Right.
That's what that movie does. It makes you go,
what is this?
This is how we used to get our photos. That's right. Weird.
1 hour drop off. Oh, remember the 1 hour drop off?
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, God. I remember when you'd actually have to put it in a little envelope at the grocery store and have to wait 2 weeks before you'd actually see the photos.
Yeah. Send it off.
That was weird. Weird time
That's
to be alive.
The, crazy thing. Totally. But you guys aren't actually going to be playing PlayStation here while I'm doing the show, are you?
What? You've got, let me guess, Tristan and his friend have showed up.
Okay, you're going to turn the volume down?
To play the PlayStation while you're on the thing. Brilliant. School's not in session yet.
Break the fourth wall, but come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Hey, it's kids.
Talk about Robin Williams here. Exactly. Have some respect.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh dang it. All right, so there's your, what number was that? That was number
one. That was one. That was, so final cut, number one, right. Seek It Out, really good sci-fi thriller. Right. Number two, 2005 movie, Robots. Underrated animated movie that
I like Robots.
What? Yeah, this I gets forgotten robots. Because it's not Pixar or
not Pixar.
DreamWorks. What studio put this out? Was it DreamWorks?
It's DreamWorks.
Is it DreamWorks? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, so, I thought it was great. I really liked it.
I love it. It mm-hmm. shows up on just regular TV, over the air TV on occasion. So you have Ewan McGregor, Holly Berry, Greg Kinnear, Mel Brooks, Amanda Bynes, Drew Carey, and Robin Williams.
And Terry Bradshaw. Just want to throw that out. Yeah.
Really?
He's in there.
I had no idea. That's funny.
Paul Giamatti. It's a crazy weird cast.
It's a great cast. And the animation's good. I mean, robots, you know, robots were made to be done as 3D animation, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. No, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
That was great. Yay.
Buzz Lightyear.
So unfortunately not streaming, but actually, if you have HBO Go, you can watch this.
Oh, it's Sony, by the way. Sorry, it's not DreamWorks. It's Sony. It's the Ice Age people. Same studio.
All right.
Same studio. So, yeah. Gotcha. Anyway, that's a good movie. My kids were way into this in 2005.
Yeah.
Good choice. Mateo
loves this one, too.
Yeah. Nick was 5, which explains why he was so into it. But, that was a hell of a thing.
It's safe for me. I'm really into it.
Yeah, look at you. You're a lot older than 5. Goodness. All right. So I like this obscure stuff we're doing today. This is good. All right. What do you got for number three?
And then the final one is heavy. 1982 film, The World According to Garp.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God, I'm so glad you suggested this one.
Yeah.
Because, is this just full of amazing performances. There we go. So you have Glenn Close, who plays his mother. She is kind of a, she's a feminist.
She's very strong feminist.
Yeah, very, very strong feminist. And she wanted a child, right?
She nursed it. It's an institution or a...
So she writes a book, and it becomes a bestseller, and the book is based off of Garp and his sexual encounters, I guess?
Oh, that's right, yes.
And so she has this best-selling book, so she creates a place for women and transsexuals, and John Lithgow is one of the characters that he's a transsexual football player.
John Lithgow, wow. I don't remember this enough. I've seen the movie, but I don't remember that at all.
I remember it being it was a good movie. It broke so many tropes and conventions of, mm-hmm. of film that it felt awkward but enjoyable to watch. Like not in a bad way awkward, but it left you... It didn't feel like a comfortable movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It was completely uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The ending is uncomfortable. The performances are amazing. That one scene, you know what the scene I'm talking about, Brian. The car scene.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Where Luke loses his hand.
Stuck with me. I mean, that scene is so powerful.
I don't remember this at all. I need to just get, I need to watch it again.
Just the way they kind of deliver the news of what happened after the car.
Yeah.
Was that? Oh, that was Jeff Bridges, wasn't it?
Was it?
Or not Jeff Bridges, Jeff Daniels.
Oh, was it Jeff Daniels? I don't see him on the list.
Am I thinking of, maybe I'm thinking of...
I know Hume Cronin's in it with Jessica Tandy because they couldn't do anything apart.
Who was the guy that his wife was...
Oh.
I guess, I'm thinking of, the one with Deborah Winger and Shirley MacLaine. Terms of Endearment came out around the same time. And that had Jeff Daniels.
Yeah. World According to Garp. Super
not
heavy.
Streaming, right? Not streaming.
These are streaming. That's why I'm kind of... He's worth going out to find these movies or paying $2.99 or a dollar at Redbox to... Redbox is not going to have any of these movies.
But this is available in a lot of streaming rental services.
Oh, yeah.
Prime and iTunes and other stuff,
And they've been out for a long time, so... The prices of them for a one day rental or whatever pretty affordable.
Yeah,
if you want, they're amazing movies.
If you want to watch Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy hanging out together in yet another film together, this is one of those. They're all hanging out together in this. Do you remember them? They were awesome, man. Power couple. They were like in their 80s and still doing movies together.
So ironic name in the chat room.
I just saw that.
I didn't realize that Jeff Daniels was actually considered for the role of Garp.
Oh, weird.
It's very bizarre, yeah.
Well, kind of glad he didn't get it.
And they changed to Garp and Garper.
Nice. The Garp Room. Yeah, or whatever other Jeff Daniels reference you want to make. These are all good. People should go see them. And the ones that are streaming are also good. All of it is good. I think there's nothing wrong with... There's nothing wrong with going back and revisiting all this Robin Williams stuff.
That's right. Were you saying something, Nicole?
I was just saying he's made a few bad ones.
The
Bicentennial Man.
Bicentennial Man, exactly. What was the one where he was a kid in an adult's body? Jack. Yeah.
That was sweet.
Death to Smoochie is pretty bad, I think. Some people like that. I think it's terrible. Death to Smoochie is an awful movie. Then there's something else that I really don't like. I really don't like Hook. I kind of hate Hook.
Really?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't like Toys. I love the movie Toys. Yeah. And I think Joan Cusack is so underappreciated in that film for the role that she kind of has to play.
It's a Barry Levinson movie. And I love Barry Levinson. I can't remember if I've seen Toys. That's not the one with Richard Pryor. That's Toy.
Right. The Toy.
LL Cool J is in Toys.
Okay.
That's right. And Andrew Brar. Or not Andrew Brower. Who's the guy who played the president in Fifth Element?
The football guy.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Maybe. I love that guy, though. So you could tell me he's in it, and I'll be more likely to watch it.
And if you want to just watch his stand-up.
Michael Gambone or something. No, that's a whole different guy. That's
Harry Potter's Dumbledore. That's Dumbledore, He's a whole different race.
Completely age, race.
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Sorry.
So if you want to just watch his stand-up, because he's amazing at stand-up, one of his weapons of self-destruction is streaming on Amazon Prime right now.
Yes, Weapon of Self-Destruction. It's an HBO stand-up, and it's one of the best things ever. One of the best things he ever did. And this is like post-9/11 stuff. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a. If you can get and you can catch Mork and Mindy someplace, do, because that stuff's great.
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch the episode of Happy Days where he showed up and met the Fonz. That was real dumb.
Well, that was the genesis of Mork and Mindy.
I know they show, you know, but the whole an alien shows up in these shows. It just kills me. I mean, I love that Mork is its own thing, right? But what happened to Happy Days? What was going on there? I mean, they hadn't even jumped the shark yet.
That was pre-shark jumping too. Yeah.
What were we doing? What were we thinking? All right, doesn't matter.
What was his hand signal? Did he steal the hand signal from
the Nanu Nanu thing from Spock?
Didn't he?
Did he do the same hand?
Or was
signal?
It? Or was it? Oh no! I think it was the pinky.
Yeah, they shook hands like that. No. Basically, they still did the same like split your fingers down the middle.
Wasn't it?
But they shook hands like that.
So yeah,
like,
you're right. You're right.
Because
he would make people. Yeah, you'd have to join your two middle crotch finger crotches together. Yeah,
symbol.
You scissor.
Yeah, to scissor
sisters your hands.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, this has been not only enlightening, somber, but also entertaining. I've enjoyed our segment today. Join us later today. Nicole and I and Brian Dunaway and friends will all be doing the final score later this afternoon. Watch for that. Nicole's also on plenty of other shows like Ladies of Leet and Nerd Parents.
Mr. Dunaway's going to be on Nerd Parents with me today.
Oh, lovely. He's home today or something, right? He took the day off or some weird thing.
No. I just scheduled it during his lunch hour, so.
Oh, all right. I thought there was something like that going on. But it doesn't matter. The point is, that's a good show. People should check it out. I'm on there later this month. And it's always fun to talk about parenting with Nicole. Nicole's bag on Twitter. Anything else? Am I missing anything?
Quizzler? You want a Quizzler?
Yeah, give us a Quizzler.
Yeah.
I almost forgot we were doing these. Yeah.
Yeah. I unfortunately don't have a Robin Williams Quizzler, but it's an 80s movie. So it's about as close as I could get.
All right. I'm down.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All
right. Here we go.
Hey, this is Real Smoked Salmon from Nova Scotia, Canada, $24.95 a pound. It only cost me $14.12 after tax, though. I'm giving the whole thing as a promotional expense. That's why I invited clients instead of friends. You having a good time, Mark?
Ding.
Ding. Can I ring in? How do you ring in? I think we both know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's Ghostbusters 1, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Ghostbusters 1. Mike, we're going to have to make these a little harder, okay?
Going through the party... with Rick Moranis, and he's
I love that movie.
Gozer. So fun. He's the gatekeeper. No, wait, he's the key master.
Yeah, it seems like a movie that Robin Williams should have been in, right?
Yeah, it could have been.
No kidding. Yeah.
Could have been. Why not? You know, here's what I'm going to miss the most is the potential. I love it when actors way down the road in their 70s get roles in independent movies and play something they never played before. I miss that. Robin Williams will not have that opportunity. Then we're never going to get that role out of him. You get him out of, you know, all kinds of famous actors all the time, and they blow our minds. You know, Nebraska had what's his name in there, and he was just incredible in that thing. And that guy's been around forever, right?
So talking about Dern?
Yeah, Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern.
Brian saw that. I never saw it.
I did. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. My point is that these guys get this chance late in their careers, and he's not going to get that one. And it makes me sad because just imagine what cool opportunities that may have been.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That part's sad to me, but all of it's sad. Nicole, thanks a lot. This has been good.
Bye, guys.
May your day be filled with joy and potatoes. I don't know why I said potatoes.
Nanu, nanu.
Bye.